I just think it's horrendous. You feel so sorry for them. But what do we do with them? And then you think back on history about the Jews coming out of Germany. But we didn't refuse them, so what do we do?
You're obviously very passionate. I can see you getting emotional about it. I mean, do you feel compelled to help? You're saying you don't know what to do, but if you knew there were drop-off points or there was a scheme where you can give your spare room to someone, would you think that, yeah, actually, I might want to do that?
Oh, I certainly wouldn't give them my spare room. No. You know, all these young men, are they terrorists? What are we letting into the country?
I would like to help, yes, obviously. But I wouldn't like to give anyone one of my rooms because we don't know what the backgrounds are. There's lots of young men. How do we know they're not connected with the people they're supposedly fleeing from? We don't know, do we? And our country is so caring and kind and giving. But sometimes I think maybe they should think about the people who live here as well.
But what about in this circumstance where it's a young boy, only 3 years old? What would you do in that circumstance then?
Well, of course, we would feel terrible about that because we've got grandchildren. But sometimes these countries, they'll have to help themselves as well. Why don't they stand up for themselves instead of all fleeing?
But, I mean, the countries they're fleeing from, we don't know what's going on there. We don't know if they can stand up, something might happen to them. So,
come on, in two world wars, our men went to Germany, France and Belgium. They've got to stand up for themselves. Yeah. We had to.
If you could help, how would you? Would you buy extra groceries and drop them off? There's also, like, schemes where people are giving out their spare rooms. I mean, would you consider anything like that?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think I could go as far as that.
Why is that?
I just feel we've got enough problems of our own. We need to sort our own country out, really. We do an awful lot. Sometimes you feel a foreigner in your own country.
Do you feel compelled to help?
Yes, you've got to distinguish between refugees and migrants. And if these are refugees, then I think probably we should help. But I don't know, we'll probably become overcrowded.
Yeah. In what way do you think we could help then? I mean, if you could personally do something, do you have any idea what you might do?
Well, I think they've got to try and sort out the problems in their own countries, which is very difficult. In the short term, if we could help them until you finally do get their own country sorted, then that's probably a good idea.
And do you think the UK should be taking in more refugees then, the way Germany has? They've taken in hundreds of thousands. Do you think the UK should do the same or not?
No, I don't think we could take in the same amount because this country's not big enough to do that and the economy won't stand it, I don't think.
So you've just seen the front page and what's been in the news about the refugee crisis. I mean, how does it make you feel? Do you feel compelled to help?
Of course, it's just human to help. It's just a human want to help people like this, and it's just awful that the leaders can't see that this is just, it's just morality to help them, and this is something that we need to do as a country.
Humans in general, it doesn't matter what country anyone is from, it's all of our responsibilities to help.
I think as well we need to take the emphasis off the economic help that we're given and more like help our society integrate them more. They're humans and they need our help, and we wouldn't let that happen to our own people. So why would we let that happen to other people just because they're from a different country?